crazy. You know, I feel like I could play behind like hip hop artists when they want to have like live sets. That would be so much fun to me. So I'd travel and do that. Of course, I'd finish up my degree. I'm this close. Mm-hmm. If you guys had the option, would you just drop your degree now and like take off, or would you finish it out? What do you think?
Might as well finish it out.
Might as well.
Yeah. Look. No. Well, do you have unlimited money for the rest of your life?
Yep, you got unlimited.
If I could just pay someone to be like, I want to be an anchor here, this is what I'm going to
do. Yeah, it is true. Like, you don't really need skills if you have all the money.
I think that's funny. That was just like one of the questions that came up earlier in the week.
I guess I wouldn't want to leave my friends, so maybe I'd stay.
Yeah. That's cute. I don't want to leave my friends. Take them with you, right? You got enough money. Yeah. Come on! Jump on my jumbo jet. Jump on my ship. All right, so the first few questions we're going to get into deal with news consumption. Let's see. I guess the first one is, where do you all consume the news? Where do you consume the news?
Basically web, like, I don't know, CNN, BBC, Lithuanian, but basically the web.
Are you on your computer when you do this?
Yeah. And now, like, I got an iPhone, like, recently, so now on iPhone, I have alerts from New York Times and CNN. Mm-hmm. So it's basically always, you know, coming up. And when I have, like, free time, I just check in. Some apps, mm-hmm. but yeah, basically on the computer.
Where else?
I used to like to watch the TV more and get my news through that, but I feel like with the Today Show, it's become a lot more featurey, mm-hmm. and I like certain things. It's like, oh, here's some healthy meals to eat for the week. It's like, oh yeah, I wish I could print that for myself, you know. And but I do a lot with Twitter. It's very, and I don't know. I feel like news has become something that it's always what is going on with the world right now, what's current, and even if it's just a little blurb about something, I feel like that is the way the world is going, is, you know, short snippets about things, not so in depth, but just really, you know, passing around. And it's so much sharing now with Facebook and with Twitter and all these different apps. I just think that is the way the world is going. So I get a lot through web.
So, and that's how you do it. Use Twitter to get those quick blurbs. You know, mm-hmm. if you want to dive in deeper, you'll go from there.
I have like TweetDeck, mm-hmm. and so I have certain sections.
Right.
Where if I want to look at entertainment stuff, I will. But then if I just want news, then I'll kind of go through and from different sources.
So you're personalizing that kind of experience.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What else are you guys using? How where do you consume the news?
I use all Twitter, basically.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Lots of
and
Twitter.
Then like if I want more in depth, then I'll just like click on the link or I like Google it later. But
yeah, I get all mine from Twitter, and like once I click the link, and then if I want to go to like I don't generally go to like CNN.com to see what are the headlines, because I'm already on Twitter and you know the breaking news happens. I'll click the link then. Mm-hmm. Or if I sometimes, you know, I hear stuff on the radio when I'm listening to music, they do like a news minute kind
news,
of thing.
Yeah.
But I rarely,
news headlines
like,
or whatever.
I really sit down, like it's, you know, 5 and 6 o'clock. I'm like, oh, cool, I'm going to turn on KMU now. Or not KMU, but like, you know, NBC, CBS, I'm not going to like allot my time there, because it's so much easier to just go on Twitter and just, oh, you can type it, you can search, you know, a topic that you want, and mm-hmm. all that stuff comes up from that day. So
when you're using Twitter, are you on your computer or on your phone, or is it
both?
A little both.
When
little
I'm
bit
at
of
home,
both.
I'm on my computer. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Where else are we?
I swore off Twitter for a long time. I hated it.
Why?
I don't know. I'm like really, I guess not scared of new technology, but like very hesitant to really like jump in, because when Twitter
so you use like
around,
telegraphs and stuff, is that what
yeah
you do?
Morse code,
smoke signals. I do that all the time, actually.
Sitting there trying to call someone like a freaking
I love those phones.
I actually used to have
I love those phones. Yeah,
the people with zeros in their phone, and they're just like, son of a bitch.
No, you're fine. So I didn't have a Twitter for a long time and used my computer constantly, and I would check like just not news aggregators, but places that would get news from all over the place, so like AOL, Yahoo, and a few others, and then had to get a Twitter for the J School, so got a Twitter and slowly got into it, and then now I think every night before I go to bed I go through my Twitter feed and constantly going through it during the day. And I guess I check websites when there are things that are more in depth. And when I'm just like on the computer doing homework. But
what is it you guys like about these these outlets